And it is time for Talking Books. We are joined in the studio right now by local legend Susan Brown, who formerly ran the Chapel Hill Public Library and now runs the entire town. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I run my one little corner of the town.
You run communications, though.
That's
so
right.
Anyone wants to say anything at all, it's got to go through you.
That's right. Well, I will definitely say one thing, because over the break, people were asking me that, you know, friends and family, how is the new job? And I said, I'm going to love it. Still settling in.
Yep.
But what I love about it is every day is different.
Yeah.
Every single day is different.
Yep,
and
yep.
I learn so much about every different aspect of town, whether it's a construction project or a certain employee team,
right,
or a certain program or service. Like, I am just learning constantly. I love it.
What is the thing that you've learned recently that, like, jumped out at you the most? Like, what surprised you?
I think what I'm loving right now is just, like, the small stories. Like, we mm-hmm. hear the headlines and the, you know, if there's a crisis or a big project or, you know, a decision that we're grappling with.
Yep.
But what I love, and what I really, me and the team want to figure out more ways to share in 2024, is the small stories of the really good people that work for the town.
Yeah.
That are just doing their jobs and doing them really well, and they're dedicated and they're loyal and they're interesting. So those are the things I'm enjoying the most, and thinking about ways to keep telling those stories of the people that live here and that work here.
There's a ton of really cool stories out there.
There
like,
really
everyone's
are.
Everyone's got six different things that they're doing, and they're all fascinating. And
except
yeah.
for me. I'm super boring.
No,
but everybody
amazing.
Else is interesting.
Yeah.
Everybody else is really interesting, so I thrive on that.
Well, we're talking books, and before we get to our book recommendations, I wanted to give you a Christmas present.
Aww.
It's really hard to...
It's really hard
to. It's fine. It's really hard to buy things for you because, and it, like we're doing a talking book segment, so I really want to get you a book, but you are a like longtime librarian and
yeah.
you've read literally anything, so I have to try to find something that you haven't read, and that's very, very difficult.
That's amazing.
But I think I did.
Okay. So can I also tell you, are we going to like open this live?
Yes, open.
So the other
live,
great
yeah.
thing is we have our prompt, which is about reading resolutions for the year,
New
and
Year's
I was struggling to come up
yep.
with mine, so I'm just going to go ahead and say my first one is to read whatever book is in this package.
Oh, good luck and Godspeed.
Okay, here we go. Let's get the noise going for the radio. How do we make this interesting?
Oh,
can
I think
you
it's
hear that?
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's like some ASMR stuff.
Oh, no! Maybe there'll be a book burning in 2024.
Ooh,
no. You got me Harry Potter and the Sorcerers.
I did. The only book in the world that I know you haven't read.
Oh, Aaron, that is too funny. You got me.
Yeah.
You got me.
There's an inscription on the inside, but you can read that later.
Okay. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is great.
You don't
Thank
have
you.
To read it, but you've got it now if
I've
you
got,
want to.
It
yes.
is in my
it
possession.
It is in your possession if you ever want, if you ever have nothing else to do and you want to get
fabulous.
It started. Yeah.
That is fabulous.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
What is your, okay, so New Year's resolutions for reading. What is your actual New Year's resolution after you get done reading that?
Exactly. First to read that.
Yeah.
And that is no shade to those who love Harry Potter.
Oh, no.
They are
no.
legion, for there are many.
Yeah, too.
It's more a commentary on me and my
right.
cranky old self. Okay, so my New Year's reading resolution, I was thinking about this morning with my coffee, and I was kind of stuck.
Mm.
And so there's lots of, if you are also stuck, there are lots of reading challenges. So these are like a big thing now. I think Goodreads started them. Book Riot does them. Probably the Today Show and Oprah do these reading challenges. So that's a great place to start to kind of get you thinking.
Mm.
Of course, at the library currently, it's winter reading.
Of
it's
course.
Book Bingo.
Book Bingo.
There it is. But
it's
I
a different
was,
melody every time when I
is.
Sing the Book
yeah.
Bingo song. Yeah.
But for me, I was like, well, what books did I love reading this past year?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I read a lot of horror, a lot of dark stuff. But one of the books that I loved reading the most
mm-hmm.
was All the Sinners Bleed by S.A. Cosby.
Yeah.
who apparently hangs out in Hillsborough, as Kenny told me.
And just did the reading at Yonder.
Yes, exactly. So I was thinking about that, and that's also dark and noir, but it also got me thinking, there were years when all I read was crime fiction. I was a crime fiction junkie, and then I kind of flipped to horror with a short flirtation with romance around, I don't know, 2012. I read romance novels
like
briefly.
There's a significant amount of overlap in those three genres.
Actually, there is. All like adrenaline, but you also generally know the outcome, right? There's happily married or happily ever after, or the bad guy gets caught, or zombies take over the world.
Yeah, like most horror books and stories involve crimes of some kind or other in there somewhere.
And often a romance.
Often a romance.
Albeit between vampires and zombies.
Right, you know.
Any hoozles.
Like you do.
I think I'm going to, in 2024, resolve to read more of that crime fiction. Kind of get back to that. Because I read that book, the S.A. Cosby book, and I just like consumed it. And then I read his other ones and I was just like, oh, this is great. So I think I'm not a cozy mystery person. I'm not the, you know, the girl with the blank kind of thriller person. I like that gritty noir fiction.
So no like happy old ladies solving crimes.
No, with cats. No, no. Gritty southern stuff. So
speaking of gritty southern stuff, I have the book sitting at home and Kenny is down the hall and will probably be able to tell me. But Eric Pruitt, who owns Yonder, has a new book coming out later this year with a three-word title that I can't remember, but it's going to be out later this year.
And I think I'm going to put that on my 2024 reading list. Boom, that just happened.
Talk about gritty southern crime fiction.
That's right.
He's got you covered. So we were talking before we started that I spent the weekend up in Michigan visiting family, and that involved a couple of airport stops. And while in the airport killing time, you walk into the bookstore, you browse the magazines, you browse the books, you see what's available. And I saw a book in the airport bookstore that I was like, ooh, I've never heard of this before. It's just out. This is totally right up my alley. I wonder, opening up my laptop, if I can get the book held for me at my library back home.
And by your library, that's Durham.
Right. It is Durham. I'm not going to say. Any library will probably this because it's brand new and it's just out. And I got back and lo and behold, there it was waiting for me. It is a book called The History of Sketch Comedy.
Oh.
By Keegan-Michael Key of Key and Peele fame.
Oh, yeah.
And L. Key, I think that's husband-wife team. They have written, and I was flipping through it. I have not read this yet. This is my New Year's resolution. It is a comprehensive study of the history of sketch writing and sketch comedy, like Monty Python, Kids in the Hall, Saturday Night Live, all of that. Key and Peele, obviously. Going back to the Marx Brothers and the Three Stooges and everything else, vaudeville, and just a history of the way that developed, I think, in America and Britain, I think primarily, over the last, like, 100-plus years. And I am super excited about reading it because Keegan-Michael Key is great.
He's great.
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Yes.
When did it come out? Is it like super recent?
It's still in hardback, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it's hefty.
It is very hefty.
November of
2023. As any listener can tell, because I just banged the microphone with it as I handed it to you.
Oh, and it looks like very readable, like short chapters. There's
short chapters,
Guest,
lots of
Jordan
pictures.
Peele.
And
oh, I love it.
Like little, like, they've got excerpts from
Kevin
screenplays.
Kevin Nealon, My First Saturday Night. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
Super excited about this.
Here's a pro tip.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that and by the way, libraries are not competitive. I'm not sure that your library has this, but for those who use our library, if you get our app, this is one of my favorite things on the app. Get the app. It's got a little barcode scanner, and you could be in the airport bookstore and get on the app and just scan the barcode, and it's going to immediately take you to our catalog have it, and then you can just beep, beep, boop, put it on hold. So for cheapskates like me, of course I would never do this to an independent bookstore, but I go to a big box bookstore, perhaps on a Saturday morning, get a cup of coffee, and then just beep, beep, boop, put all my books on hold.
I like that.
And that's the actual sound it makes.
I don't think...
Beep, beep, boop.
I don't think Durham has beep, beep, boop, although they might, and
they
I
might.
Just don't
they
know.
Might. They
I'm
might.
Just very low-tech about it. Does the airport bookstore count as a big box? I feel like it does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure, right?
Yeah.
All right. Any other reading resolutions?
No, but I think I'm going to beep, beep, boop that book because it looks great.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, that's Talking Books with Susan Brown. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you.